Well, UMD and the city of Duluth are combining to thrust us into the 21st century, whether we want to be there or not. Lisa Nord joins us from UMD Parking Services this morning. Lisa, it's so good to have you down in the studios. Usually I'm just coming to your office going, I was parking the radio. I had to make the radio. And
good morning.
Is this parking app going to make it possible for me to somehow front load my meter so that I can park after they start ticketing? Probably not. No, darn it.
There is a two-hour time frame on the meters right now without this mobile pay app,
right,
that you can pay 2 hours ahead to prepay. But as far as the new mobile app is concerned, it starts just as soon as you begin the transaction.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. So there might be a possibility there that if I could pay down in the dungeon here and keep my meter current, it might be handy once in a while on those mornings when I'm in a rush. So how is this going to work now? Folks can pay for on-street parking and they can use their smartphones and save their quarters for laundry.
Yes, it okay. is so exciting.
Some of these apps are really fun, and they really are convenient. So it was developed with Park Duluth, developed in conjunction with UMD, because the city and the university apparently were looking at the same idea, and they said, we don't need to reinvent the wheel. How'd that come about?
Correct. Together with the parking department in the city of Duluth, we've been researching this for almost 3 years, probably. And we decided, as long as we're at the same point in time, we thought we'd go into this together. And there's advantages to that. There's a lower cost to the app itself. There is the conjoined effort of developing the logo that is a unique look citywide. So it's recognizable downtown and at UMD. And so together we came up with the Park Duluth app, which has a little lift bridge in it signifying Duluth. So it's kind of nice. And it has a look all of its own.
Okay, so when you go to the app store, wherever you download your apps, you look for the little lift bridge, and then you know that you've got the right app. So you download the app, and there it sits on your phone. What do you do next?
Yep.
If you're going to give this a try, what do you do next?
Yep. You can actually find parking on this app if you're not aware of where you can use it, but it should be something that you can use at any meter, university-wide and city-wide. Once you've downloaded the app, you find the zone that you're currently parked in, and then type in your meter space, and you can choose the amount of time that you'll be staying at the meter, and it's as simple as that. It's a nice, friendly, clean look about the app, and one of the best features, I think, is that you can set a notification so that you will get an alarm when the meter is about to expire, and you can actually add time from your phone without going out in the weather.
That's what I can do.
Isn't that nice?
That would be genius. Well, and yeah, of course, people, ever since smartphones were invented, I think one of the first uses, additional uses, people found for mobile phones after making phone calls was setting an alarm to plug a meter. Because yeah, nobody wants their meter, obviously, to expire on them and to get a
right
ticket.
Right.
But this one actually has a notification. And then, as you mentioned, you can just go ahead and add additional time,
yes,
right from there.
Yes.
Fantastic.
It's very exciting. And also, the app integrates with our meters. So that's not always true, but we did pick a company that we can integrate with our meters, and the time is reflected on the meter itself. So it makes it nicer for the enforcement officers walking around too, because it shows that it's current. It shows the green light that the meter has been paid, and no worries.
So the parking enforcement folks would walk over to my car, parked in a meter, mm-hmm, behind the radio station, and they would look at it. And they would look at my car, and they would look at the meter, and they would pull out their pad, and just as they did it, it would go bling, and suddenly 2 more hours would appear on the meter like magic. And they'd say, darn it. And then they'd go away and try to find somebody else.
Well, and we're not here to get a higher number of tickets.
No.
But yes, that could magically appear
but
right before their eyes.
Magically appear right before their eyes. I was just trying to, you know, if it was a movie, how would it happen in a movie?
Yes, it could. We actually kind of joked about that in the office, too.
Oh, I think that would be just sort of fabulous, actually.
Yeah.
So you can use it to pay in town. Now, is it possible, since you used this company called Passport to develop and launch the app and that it does integrate with some of the meters, is it possible that you could travel to another community that was using the same kinds of meters and that the app would maybe work with those meters?
No, this app is specifically
designed for Duluth.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, although Passport is a very large company, and I know there's quite a few areas nationwide that it is used, this app is specific to Duluth.
So if you were going to spend a weekend in the cities or something, for example, it might behoove you to do a little snooping around to see if they've got something similar, if you know that you might have to be parking at meters.
Yeah, yeah.
So you had a soft rollout on this last week, the week before. How did that go?
Yeah, on November 7th, which was Election Day.
Oh, okay.
That was the date that, excuse me, that we had picked with the city, but then they decided to wait another week. So we had a soft rollout on November 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 14th, we had a press conference with the city of Duluth downtown, with the mayor and the parking department down there. And so their app rolled out on that day. And in the 2 weeks that it's been available for UMD, we've had already over 630 transactions. So we're pretty excited about that.
Now, you are obviously the person who gets some of the flack or some of the whatever when somebody runs afoul of the parking system, and it happens once in a while.
Yeah.
So what are you hearing from people?
Oh,
because they're going to come
to
you, and they're going to talk to you, good, bad, or indifferent. What are you hearing?
I am hearing nothing but positive compliments about this app from not only the students, but faculty and staff as well, and the University for Seniors.
Love
that they're using it, too. Yes, it seems to be well-received, and the university was really ready for this. I mean, 600 transactions in 11 business days, I think, is a wonderful thing. And it's available at no additional cost to the user. So there's no additional transaction fees or merchant fees that are being passed along to the user. We are covering those costs. So it is just $1 per hour to park at the meters here. Yeah, so there's a lot of benefits to it.
Well, this is really exciting. I'm going to need to move my car out of the lot where I pay for parking and move it to a meter just so I can play around with this a little bit. And then I'll get a ticket. No, I won't. I won't, because that's what this is going to prevent. Well, this is really exciting, Lisa. So, and you're waving your little pack of, you've got a cute little giveaway here for folks.
I do. And you don't need this little giveaway card to actually use it.
Okay.
All those that are interested in downloading the Park Duluth app can get 2 free hours of parking at Duluth. This is something that UMD is offering, not downtown. But at UMD, we're offering 2 free hours for people to use once they've downloaded the app, and they just simply need to enter the code UMDPARK in all capital letters.
Okay, and it's right here on the little card, and we'll just take a little photograph of this so that we can show you what it looks like, and that will help you start a parking session, get a couple hours off. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Lisa, thanks so much for coming in. It was great to have you come down here. It was really fun to talk with you again.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
Lisa Knorr of UMD Parking Services, the brand new City of Duluth and UMD parking app called Park Duluth has rolled out, and it is available on an app store near you.